Writer Eudora Welty died yesterday in Jackson, Mississippi, where she was born and lived most of her life. During World War II, Welty wrote reviews of battlefield reports for the New York Times Book Review. She used the pen name Michael Ravenna because an editor complained that a Southern woman could not be an authority on the war. After that, she wrote dozens of books that brought her international acclaim. Welty spoke with NPR's David Malpas 10 years ago about her passion for words. She said reading was a pastime in her home where her parents often read their favorite books aloud.
In my old age, I see how lucky I was in my growing up. You know, every possible appeal to the imagination was just right there, just waiting for me to notice it, pick it up. A love of words and what seemed to me then and really is a spell, you know, that they can work on your imagination.
Welty's first collection of stories was published in 1941. The book, A Curtain of Green, included A Worn Path. The story begins with an elderly black woman going to pick up medicine for her sick grandson.
She was very old and small, and she walked slowly in the dark pine shadows, moving a little from side to side in her steps, with the balanced heaviness and lightness of a pendulum and a grandfather clock. She carried a thin, small cane made from an umbrella, and with this she kept tapping the frozen earth in front of her. This made a grave and persistent noise in the still air that seemed meditative, like the chirping of a solitary little bird. She wore a dark, striped dress reaching down to her shoe tops, and an equally long apron of bleached sugar sacks with a full pocket, all neat and tidy.
Welty also wrote The Ponder Heart, Losing Battles, and The Optimist's Daughter, which won her the Pulitzer Prize in 1973. In 1998, the Library of America published a 2-volume compilation of her works, making it the first time an entire edition had been devoted to a living writer. Welty was also an accomplished photographer. She began taking pictures as a hobby. In 1971, she published photos of Depression-era Mississippi that she took while traveling the state for the WPA.
I had no idea of the range of people and the range of landscape. It opened my eyes. It was extraordinary. I had never seen people living that close to the bone or that, of course, it was a depression on top of our inborn poverty that we'd always had in Mississippi. It was a revelation, and my sympathies and horror and everything were aroused about human beings in these predicaments.
Eudora Welty died yesterday. She was 92 years old.